Today's contestants are an attorney from Phoenix, Arizona, Becca Jones, a PhD student originally from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Gabriel DeRoche, and our returning champion, a registered dietitian from Elk Grove, California, Kendra Blanchett, whose one day cash winnings totaled $26,401. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. No repeat champions so far this week. That would be a good omen for Gabriel and Becca, but Kendra picked up $26,000 on yesterday's program. She's good. And good luck to all three of you. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And now you get to deal with these categories. Let's make a super group, followed by brand names. Leo Popurio. Each correct response will end in a double S. And then, of course, all roads to lead Rome. Kendra.
Let's try ends in double S for 200, please.
Satan is also known as the prince of this. Gabriel.
What is darkness?
That's it.
Ends in double S for 400, please.
Naval oranges are known for being this. They're known for being seedless. Gabriel, back to you.
Ends in double S for 6, please.
In gem speak, it describes a diamond with virtually no imperfections. Becca.
What is flawless?
Correct.
Double S, 800.
Not surprisingly, it's Kentucky's official state music. Kendra.
What is bluegrass?
Good.
Ends in double S, 1,000.
Answer there, the Daily Double. Oh, don't be frightened. It's early. You have 800. You can risk up to 1,000.
I will try 1,000.
All right, here's the clue. It's been said that when you look into this, from the Greek for bottomless, it also looks into you.
What is the abyss?
That's it. Yes, indeed.
Let's make a supergroup for 200.
On lead guitar, this lefty from Seattle, who was a paratrooper before joining up with Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell. And his name is Jimi Hendrix. Kendra.
Supergroup for 4.
Over on piano, this New Yorker who had his own residency at Madison Square Garden. Gabriel?
Who is Billy Joel?
He's the one.
Let's make a supergroup for 6.
Bringing the thunder on drums, let's give a whole lot of love to the legendary John Bonham of this hard rock group. Kendra?
What is Led Zeppelin?
You got him.
800, please, supergroup.
On lead vocals, she's a 2-time Rock Hall inductee with Fleetwood Mac and as a solo artist. Stand back. And welcome to the stage, Kendra.
Who is Stevie Nicks?
Yes.
And supergroup for 1,000.
Here's Bruce's intro of this big man on sax. The Minister of Soul, the Secretary of the Brotherhood, probably the next King of England. Kendra?
Who's Clemens?
Yes, Clarence Clemens.
Let's go all roads, 200.
A friend of John and Yoko's took the iconic picture that shows the Fab Four crossing this thoroughfare in 1969. Becca?
What is Abbey Road?
Good.
All roads 4.
On Australia's Great Ocean Road, you may get inspiration from the limestone towers known as this biblical dozen. Gabriel.
What are the apostles?
Be more specific.
Christ's apostles.
No. What are the 12 apostles? Becca, back to you.
All roads 6.
Much of Ruta 40, which travels through Patagonia in this country, is unpaved. Gabriel?
What is Argentina?
Yes.
All roads 800?
Italy's Stelvio Pass features several of these turns, named for a trespassener. Becca?
What are hairpin turns?
That's it.
All roads 1,000?
The Karakoram Highway connects China to this country via the Himalayas and the Hindu Kush. Becca?
What is India?
Nope. Gabriel?
What is Nepal?
No. Kendra?
What is Tibet?
No. Correct response, what is Pakistan? All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment.
Promotional consideration provided by Chewy, where pet lovers shop.
At Chewy, we know the only thing that changes when bringing home a new pet is everything. And we're here with everything to help you on that journey. We've got toys, treats and food, even prescriptions delivered right to your door. Save on all your pet essentials at Chewy.
Becca Jones is an attorney from Phoenix, Arizona, who is also a furniture maker.
I am.
You get a lot of joy out of working with wood, right?
I do. I saw a picture on Instagram and thought, I can make that, and I was wrong. But I've learned, and now when I see things on Instagram, I actually can make them, and it's really fun.
All right, good for you. Gabriel, I have some good news for you. Because we gave Dozen in the clue a little while ago about the 12 apostles, we are going to credit you with a correct score. So
Thank you.
Move up to 600. You're in a tie with Becca. Now, you were a child opera star, is that correct?
I don't know if I would say star, but an opera singer, yes. I grew up in Toronto, and I performed on stage with the Canadian Opera Company, and then was on television as well. It was.
Did you get to tour with the company also?
I did not. It was all local.
All local.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to our champion now, Kendra Blanchette from Elk Grove, California. Are you wearing your great-grandmother's wedding ring?
Oh, I sure am. I wear it every day. It's engraved with the name Emma inside. My great-grandmother Emma died in 1919 during the Great Flu pandemic. My daughter Emma will have this ring someday.
Someday.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a nice keepsake. All right, let's get back into this. And Becca, you gave me the last correct response, so please take a look at the board. We have three categories in play. Go ahead and make a selection, please.
Brands for four.
Crepe paper filters used in gas masks during World War I evolved into this brand of tissue. Kendra.
What is Kleenex?
Yes.
Brand name's 4-6.
Launched nationally in 1953, this wrap that clings to leftovers was Dow Chemical's first consumer product. Kendra.
What is Saran Wrap?
Yes.
Brand name's 800.
In 1958, this credit card began as Bank AmeriCard, when cards with a $500 limit were sent out as an experiment. Becca.
What is American Express?
Nope. Kendra.
What is Visa?
Visa is the one.
Brand name's for 1,000.
The strawberry flavor of this five-letter Coca-Cola brand is a favorite spirit offering at shrines in Thailand. Becca.
What is Fanta?
Yes.
Brand name's for 2.
Due to lawsuits, in the 1940s, Pine Sol had to change its name to Pine Sol to avoid confusion with this other cleaning brand. Kendra.
What is Lysol?
Lysol, correct.
Let's do Leo Poporio for 200.
The zodiac constellation Leo represents the Nemean lion slain by him. Becca.
Who is Hercules?
Yes.
Leo for 4.
Leo, the mascot of this movie studio, began roaring in 1928. Becca.
What is MGM?
Good.
Leo for 6.
Leo Rostin brought readers the new joys of this language, including words like kvel and kvetch. Becca.
What is Yiddish?
Yes.
800 for Leo.
Leo can be an abbreviation for this type of officer. Kendra.
What is law enforcement officer?
Yes.
And Leo for 1,000.
Giovanni, the second son of Lorenzo of this family, was just shy of 40 upon becoming Pope Leo X. Kendra.
Who are the Medicis?
Yes.
Rome for 200, please.
A funny thing happened in the second century. Trajan built a 900 by 600 foot one of these public gathering places. Okay, not so funny. Kendra.
What is a forum?
Forum, yes.
400.
After the regime known as the Roman This Government came to an end, Augustus became the first emperor. Gabriel?
What is the Republic?
Yes.
For 6?
This general of Rome's first triumvirate got the nickname Magnus, or the Great, from his troops. Kendra?
Who is Pompey?
Pompey, yes.
1,000.
The infamous Commodus was the son of this golden era ruler. And that would be Marcus Aurelius. Now the $800 clue. After Caligula's murder, Claudius was made emperor by these guards. Gabriel.
What are the Praetorian Guards?
That's correct, and that takes you up to 1,800. You're still in third place, however, and of course that means you go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Both of our challengers have a lot of catching up to do. Our leader, Kendra, was 7,800. Gabriel, 1,800. Here are the categories in Double Jeopardy. Awe-inspiring. Hey, what's that on your head? We become very puritanical in the next category, followed by game shows, needless verbiage, and literature titles by last word. We'll give you the last word of the title. Gabriel, go.
All right. Needless verbiage for 400, please.
Hula hoops and fidget spinners are examples of this, a short-lived craze that doesn't need to be described as passing. Becca.
What is a fad?
Yes.
Needless for 8.
From the Latin scrutari, this noun means close examination, so it doesn't need close before it. Kendra.
What is scrutiny?
That's the word.
Let's go to what's that on your head for 400.
On safari, wear this helmet whose name mentions a soft internal plant tissue. Kendra.
What is pith?
Pith, yes.
What's that on your head, 800?
This high-domed hat shares its name with the nickname of the law enforcement professional who wears it. Gabriel.
What is a bobby hat?
Yes.
What's that on your head for 12, please?
Country comedian Minnie Pearl wore this down-home kind of flowered hat with the price tag still on it. She wore a straw hat. Back to you, Gabriel.
Needless verbiage for 1200, please.
The U.S. Code refers to obtaining information under false these, though in today's language, they're always false. Kendra.
What are pretenses?
Yes.
Needless verbiage for 1600.
Per Merriam-Webster, it's something personally undergone or lived through, so it doesn't need past or prior before it. Gabriel.
What is experience?
That's it.
Needless verbiage for 2000.
Researchers at the Arthur D. Little Company felt compelled to add this word to plain old flavor to describe how tastes work together. They felt compelled to add the word profile. Back to you, Gabriel.
Awe-inspiring for 400, please.
The AKC says the Cavalier King Charles this is affectionate, gentle, graceful. We'll add awe. Becca.
What is a spaniel?
Yes.
Awe for 8.
Whoa, here it comes. Watch out, bugs. A tamandua. This creature will eat you up using its 16-inch tongue. Kendra.
What is an anteater?
Good.
Awe-inspiring, 1200.
During hibernation, the heartbeat of this insectivore slows from 190 to 20 per minute. Gabriel.
What is a porcupine?
Nope. Kendra.
What is a hedgehog?
That's it.
Awe-inspiring, 1600.
Repeat after me. This dwarf antelope is so cute, it was named twice. Becca.
What is it, dik-dik?
Dik-dik, yep.
Awe for 2.
The World Wildlife Fund called this Australian wallaby the world's happiest animal. We call it a tough-to-solve Wheel of Fortune final. Becca.
What is a wombat?
Nope. Kendra.
What is kawaka?
Yes, that's right.
Let's go to very puritanical for 400.
It wasn't just A for adultery. Offenders might wear B for blasphemy, and one guy got a D for being in this condition. Gabriel.
What is debt?
Nope. Kendra.
What is drunk?
Drunk, yeah.
Puritanical for 800, please.
Clothing wasn't all black, but finery like this fabric from insects could only be worn by the rich, or else it might be flaunting. Becca.
What is silk?
Yes.
Head for 16.
But pleasures are like poppies spread, says this Robert Burns poem, also the name of a cap. Kendra.
What is tam o'shanter?
That's it.
Very puritanical for 1200.
Trot, trot to Boston, trot, trot to Lynn. Those were two cities in this colony founded in 1630 by Puritans. Becca.
What is the Massachusetts Bay Colony?
That's it.
Very puritanical for 16.
A Puritan idea that land not being farmed was theirs to take led to the Pequot War, ended by the treaty of this Connecticut capital. Becca.
What is Hartford?
Good.
Puritanical for 2.
Answer. Really double. All right, thanks for you to get right back into the thick of this.
3,000, please.
3 it is. Here's the clue. Last name of Richard, who was too Puritan for England and founded a dynasty of stern ministers in North America.
Who was Quaker?
No, it was Richard Mather. Richard Mather. So you're at 3,000. Go again.
Head for 2.
Answer. Really double. Now you have 3,000 to put at risk.
2,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. 'Twas the night before Christmas, has Mama in this headgear and I in my cap.
What is a kerchief?
Kerchief is right, and you're up at 5,000. Take again.
Give us for 4, please.
Lifelines on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire have included phone a friend and ask this group for help. Becca?
Who is the audience?
Yep.
Game shows for eight.
To determine the winner on The Price is Right, contestants have to bid on these sets of prizes. Kendra?
What are your showcases?
Good.
Literature, 400.
A 2005 bestseller. Tattoo. Becca?
What is the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Correct.
Literature for eight.
An 1820 story. Hollow. Gabriel?
What is Sleepy Hollow?
Need more? No? Becca or Kendra? Becca?
What is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, yes.
Literature for 12.
A 1969 memoir. Sings. Becca?
What is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings?
Yes.
Literature for 16.
A 1989 immigrant story. Club. Kendra?
What is a Joy Luck Club?
Good.
Literature 2000.
A 1939 Hollywood tale. Locust. And that would be The Day of the Locust. Three clues left, Kendra.
Game shows for 2000, please.
A popular music identifying app is in the name of this Jamie Foxx game show. Becca?
What is Shazam?
Give me, no. Kendra or Gabriel? You need Beat Shazam. Kendra?
1600.
On this show, Wayne Brady might give you a choice between cash and what's in the big box. Kendra?
What is Let's Make a Deal?
That's it. Now the last clue. Jeff Foxworthy hosted this game show where contestants tested their knowledge against school kids. Becca?
What is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That's it. And that takes you up to 7,000. But the game has belonged to our champion, Kendra. So it looks like we are going to have a repeat champion on the show this week. Here comes Final Jeopardy for you. European geography. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment to reveal the clue.
The G in GEICO stands for this, the original customer serviced by the insurance company. What is government? GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I hope you're all familiar with European geography because that's the subject in our final today. Players, here is your clue. Once a residence of rulers of Austria, this city on the Danube, less than 20 miles from Vienna, became a national capital in 1993. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. If you have cruised the Danube, you would have had no trouble with this clue. We come to you first. Gabriel, you had $1,800. What did you write down as your response? What is Salzburg incorrect? It'll cost you, therefore, how much? $1,785. You're left with $15. Let's go to your left now. Becca Jones had $7,000. She wrote down Salzburg also, and she will lose $3,000. She's going to finish with $4,000. Over to our champion, Kendra, now had $20,200, and her response was Sarajevo. No, Czechoslovakia broke up. Prague remains the capital of the Czech Republic, but Bratislava is the capital of Slovakia. It is going to cost you something, champ. $6,000. You wind up with $14,200. That's a two-day total of $40,601. Well done. You get to wrap up the week with us tomorrow. We'll see you then. And you as well.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.